evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night. And what do we got today? 2/23/24. All right. Oh, the stock market is, boy, is up again. A lot of 13s in the numbers today on the Dow and different things. And then gold, interestingly, 20.37.97 plus $12.51 up today so far. And then silver also, let's see what it is. Okay. $23.03, and it's up 20 cents today. Platinum is down a little bit, but gold and silver are up. So I'm going to tell you what, you better get them from old Steve Quayle, or just get them any way you can get them, but call Steve at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. Or 840, you tell them Hawk sent you, whether you get Tyler, Steve's son, or Daryl, his capable manager, or Steve, or Stephanie, his daughter, or whoever you get there on staff, tell them Hawk sent you and that you want to get you some gold or silver sent out right away overnight. And that's the way to do stuff anymore if you're buying it, is you got to get it quick, or you may not get it at all. Because like Brother Quayle used to say years ago, if you don't hold it in your hands, you don't hold it. You don't own it. You don't have it in your hands. You don't own it. You don't have any of it. All right. So consequently, that's the way it is. Now, gold and silver going up while the stock market's going up, although the NASDAQ didn't go up. It went down a little bit. But I'm going to tell you, maybe peeking out at the top of the one and starting out with the gold and the silver starting to have its run. So that's something to keep in mind. But I'll tell you what, if you do not have your food, your firearms, thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition, medical supplies, general supplies, extra lamp oil for your lamps, just like in Matthew 25, the Lord Jesus, you know, basically is telling you, have oil for your lamps, and the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. Be the wise virgin and have your lamp and your lamp oil, your extra wicks, but also have your food and your water purification and whatever defensive measures, your sword or your firearm to a certain degree, you see. Because this thing is getting ready to go bye-bye. If it already has not, we have traitors in the world. And I'll tell you, we've got another alleged Chinese loony balloon up over the United States. People have seen it in Colorado and different places. It's heading eastward, I guess. But I guess cloud cover has prevented it from being seen in other spots a little further west. But here's the deal. Recall that 2 years ago, we were telling you about the balloons long before they ever shot one down or any kind of thing. Now, they have these balloons that are up, and they're big balloons that were developed originally by DARPA and people in out of GCHQ in London, MI6 and all of that. Some firms were building them over there, and they had about a 20 to 30 foot package underneath it with all kind of microphones and ability to vacuum up all radio traffic, all cell phone traffic, all military radio traffic, every kind of thing, and to beam it up back and forth to satellites. Now the Red Chinese were glamming onto all that stuff, but I'm going to tell you what, the balloons were originally developed by DARPA, companies that are part of DARPA, which is also operating out of South Dakota with these balloons. And they were providing them for, quote unquote, Google, which was the Red Chinese. But now I'm going to tell you what, the Red Chinese are still getting a hold of something. And then as they come across the border today, huge amounts again in San Diego, down in there, out east of San Diego through the mountains. But I suspect they're also walking around the border. They're walking around the fence down there at Imperial Beach. And if old Captain K, my buddy out there down on the beach near the border, if he would tell me if he's seeing anything or what he's seeing in San Diego, that would be great. You can email me. And you can email Hawk or RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. And, you know, you can also reach me by mail. And if you put a little something in there, that's wonderful, too, because I'll tell you, it's most needed and welcome. But send me a card, send a letter, what have you. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I tell you, that you can reach me by mail there. And then, like I said, the email is RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. Now, if you put something into it, Federal Reserve notes, easiest. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, silver dime, silver half, silver dollar, whatever it might be. 10th ounce gold, a little bit of something or other. All right. Little gold, small pieces, you know, in the little plastic sleeves, whatever it might be, or an ounce. So anyway, and then you could also send a check or a money order. Just in the money order, you have to fill them out the proper way with your address, name, etc., or the banks won't take them. But a check will work as well. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Ladies and gentlemen, with DARPA being involved in doing these balloons, for having done them for Google, which, quote unquote, equaled the Red Chinese, then that means if this thing is up again, then this is a balloon with the package, and it's at the time of threats of nuclear war by the Russians, a war that no one will win. And then their buddies, the Red Chinese, who are keeping them, the Russians, in business, no longer warring against each other necessarily, but against the United States and wanting to change the New World Order. Then the Red Chinese, through DARPA, because there's no way in heck that DARPA would build these balloons to spy on the United States, would it? Or spy on itself, but that goes across all the bases from the west to the east. And you're sitting there in Colorado, then you're picking up all the level three communications, which is all the no such agency stuff out of Colorado. And the secret bases there and the whole bit. Then you got the nuke bases in South Dakota and Montana. And these balloons are up around 40, 50,000 feet, although apparently people have seen the balloon. But in terms of the transponder, there's no transponder on it, so they estimate that it's at least 40,000 feet. Well, at about 50,000 feet, that's in the space, and not the U.S. airspace, but in space beyond that. So in a sense, they don't even have to use the transponder, but they have line of sight. They can pick up all the communications within 600 miles in a surrounding area, line of sight, okay? And beam those to the satellites, to the Red Chinese, or to a Russian satellite, or whoever they want to beam it to. But the fact of the matter is that if DARPA's doing these balloons, and they did them for Google and the Red Chinese, then that means DARPA, which is Defense Associated Research Projects, you know, et cetera, then that means they're in the tank with the Red Chinese, and Red China Joe maybe owned, don't you know, for real. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, Luke 21 will tell us something, won't it? I think. Luke 21 will tell us something, I believe. Here we go. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. This is verse 10 on. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now that's interesting, isn't it? They say some of you will be put to death, but there shall not a verse 18, two verses down, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Why is that? Verse 19 of Luke 21 says, in your patience possess ye your souls. Okay? So now we're in the Gog Magog war time. We're in the Ezekiel 38, 39, and we're in the Matthew 24 and the Luke 21 times. Okay? And this is all just really interesting to see what we're doing. But we've got the whole deal of the balloon, all of that. Means that somebody in the DARPA and in the U.S. Pentagram is tied in directly and is against the American people with the Red Chinese. It's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. It's the people that want to set the world order up, with the United States being destroyed and with you being taken down to the level of, say, about, oh, I don't know, maybe a third world nation. So they're going to replace you and your jobs with people from other countries. They would, if you cause a fit and start the civil war, just as Dmitry Dudeman said in his prophecy and his prediction, Dudeman said that, you know, that in the midst of basically the civil war or the fighting against the government that started by the communists, quote unquote, that's the people in D.C. running this government, U.S. government, or communists, Luciferian communists, in my opinion. Or allegedly they are, anyway. So consequently, they're having DARPA dance to their tune. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Back in the last few years ago, is that the head of DARPA, they used to call her the Dragon Lady because she was a Chinese woman. And you remember even back further in the 90s when Los Alamos and all of that, their head of research and all their things was a Chinese guy. Then if you go way back to Puharik and all the different people back in the old days, back after World War II, you will find that we used to have a Chinese scientist who was one of our top scientists, and who after that, he was in the U.S. Army. After that, he then left and became Red China's top scientist. So you see, we have a precedent here that is still ongoing, and it looks to me like, allegedly, DARPA is building balloons for the Red Chinese, and then they're still launching them sometimes at sea. Now, with all the Chinese coming over, they can track them, they can track border crossings, etc., that are safe places for them to come across, and then they can also vacuum up all of the military base traffic, all the cell phone traffic, all of the government traffic in and out of Colorado, particularly the nuclear stuff and the Cheyenne Mountain, all of their traffic, the whole nine yards, and beam it right to the satellite of the Red Chinese or to the Russians if that's what they want. So these people could hit us in a lickety split, and I'll tell you, with a hypersonic missile in less than 5 minutes, not a half an hour, less than 5 minutes, and they don't have to pop the entire country and hit every big city and military base and fry them to death. No, all they got to do is knock the power grid out with a couple of EMP strikes. You know, if you hit them with three or four, you know, one East Coast, one West Coast, and two in the center, you for sure have them all, wouldn't you? But basically, all they got to do is pop one or two over the center of the United States and the grid goes. The power grid goes totally and won't be back up. Now, this is the key. Will not be back up. The minimum time it can be back up would be 18 months. Evenson and I used to talk about that, and Greg Evenson, Brother Greg, knew that in a portion of some of the stuff that Kansas might need, they had put in the salt mines storage, along with other emergency stuff, to maybe try to get a grid up in Kansas, all right, or a portion of a grid, so at least they could communicate, all right? Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is goofball city, let me tell you. Goofball city, and what we know was true is not true anymore. So the high-altitude balloon drifting toward the eastern part of the country on Friday. The balloon was over Colorado earlier in the day. But DARPA made sure that that was on the way. And we have threats of bank closures and failures and all kind of stuff, and the housing market failures and financial transaction control. I'm just looking at Brother Quayle's site here. The headlines: bank deposits are an expression of central bank liabilities. Okay. All of the thing, I got information from someone down in the Jacksonville area that they said their telephone was out still today, and there's trouble today. I guess I was in and around King of Prussia, and I was talking with GS Radio and those people. He said there is signal, but the signal goes in and out. Yesterday, AT&T and T-Mobile and a lot of different ones were having problems. So we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, you better go get you some more food and water and store the water. Store them in smaller containers so you can throw them in your car, your truck, and go with them. But I'm telling you, 39,000 Dow, you know, just incredibly high. S&P also high, like we talked about yesterday, but let's see. I'm going to take a look at Mimic right now, too, to see what Mimic is up to. That's the University of Wisconsin. MIMIC-TPW version 2, BER.2. And you can look at the different domains. I'm looking at North America right now, and it looks like there's some cloudiness in the center part of the United States. Not seeing anything big there, but let's see on the domain global 180. There's some stuff going on, but not that much. It's mostly right around the equator. Mostly around the equator. Anyway, I'm not seeing a lot of different things here, but I would say this, there is enough clouds that certain areas you can't see the balloon, but others, they've been seeing it over Colorado, where places where there have been clear skies. But remember, we had DARPA and the little company in South Dakota, which we told you about. And interestingly enough, all that data just goes right up, and all the military data about all the bases, particularly the nuclear bases in the West, and in the ones Minot, Maelstrom, all the different ones, the ones in Nebraska, other places, some in Colorado perhaps, because you got secret bases too, deep underground bases that have nukes that don't show up in the regular lists and all the things. And then meanwhile, the phones have been nailed. Communication infrastructure, not real good when it comes to these things. All the prescriptions, China makes most of our prescription medicine for the big pharma. And then also then they have access, obviously, to all the prescription stuff in the pharmacies, which gives them entrevue into the whole medical establishment, the doctors, the whole nine yards. Then they can knock us out pretty much with that. So I would tell you, fish flex, fish mox, or fish mox, fish flex. Go and see what kind of antibiotics you can get, and where there is no doctor books and all kind of stuff like that, where there is no dentist, and you get your own dental kit, your own first aid kits, and go in depth on it. And if your people are going to get being shot by whomever, you better have some big old blood soaker bandages. Military grade bandage. Soak up the blood. I tell you what. We're just in a mess. I don't know the exact time, but I'll tell you what, it's a when, not an if. It's a when, not an if. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me see something here, because I wanted to just check. Bombers, a B-1 Bone, codename Bone, I believe, B-1, or maybe that's what they call them, a Bone. But the B-1 was up over Stockholm and up over northern Sweden, usually not up that high. But that's an easy across-the-board thing to protect Sweden from the Russians and then also to go downtown on the Russian stuff across the northern tier there into Russia to unload. And then also bombers are being sent to the Middle East. And we're just, we're at the point of the war. We're at, we're any kind of basic antibiotics, drugs, that type of stuff that you can get. And for cancer and the different things, I keep getting information from my friends out on the old high road out there in California. I'm not going to say the road, but well, I guess I could, Cohasset. But they're sending me stuff about ivermectin and fabenazole, the other dog wormer, and how still effective they are against cancer. So consequently, I've been taking my ivermectin, and the fabenazole is enhancing anti-tumor effect, and there's a big case series about it that they've been sending me here. Most interesting. I guess Tyler Quayle is doing Q-Files 2.0, and he's just put one out. Casual Friday. Anyway, it's good to see Tyler coming up on air and filling in for Brother Quayle. As Brother Quayle and I get older, I mean, there's less and less people coming up online to do it. There's a whole lot of people that are not, what I should say, not always real, but there's an, a jillion different ones on air and online, but a lot of them have $20,000-$30,000 microphones and 3 or 4 camera shots. And where do they get all the money to do all of that? That's what I always say. Consequently, I do what I do here, and I'm off to see the wizard usually when we're getting some good news or bad news. And we've been right just as many times as anybody else. And there's been some big stuff we've been right about long before the other people. Long before the other people. Yeah, hello to the weather station out there on that road I talked about. Ah, yes. Anyway, Cohasset Road. Now, I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, is that the preparations are sitting there and it's telling you to prepare in Matthew 25, right, in the Bible. And Matthew 25 follows Matthew 24, does it not? And the warnings that are in Matthew 24 are real. Nation shall rise against nation, you know, the war. Wars, you know, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, diverse places. All of those require supplies. And you need to continue to stock up, even if you've got some, because I'll tell you what, I don't have everything that are on all the lists. I gave you some of the lists last night. And you got to buy them systematically. But at the same time, you got to get them. I mean, how would you like to be without, Imodium or Pepto-Bismol or that kind of stuff? All right. How would you like to be without a thermometer or without the basic masks that some of us have and others have said, heck, we're done with those. But bandages, the first aid tape, all of that, all of the pain relievers, the petroleum jelly, the poison ivy, poison oak stuff, the sunburn relief. If you have potassium iodide or potassium iodate to help protect your thyroid against radiation, all right? Potassium iodide or potassium iodate, either way, they're both good, or either one is good. I don't know, man. You better figure out what you would need if there was no drugstore, if there was no Walgreens or CVS or Byrite or whatever it might be in your area. So consequently, you better... better have your ducks in a row, medical supplies, first aid supplies, storage. You better have it together on food. And I'm telling you, the more and more they're talking about meat, you can't eat meat because that's the cows, and the cows are destroying it, destroying through pollution, et cetera, the whole world and the whole bit. So that's telling me that you better get meat, and then... you can reconstitute meat. You can get the freeze-dried meat packages are excellent. Also, you can get canned meats, Yoder's bacon, Yoder's chicken chunks, Yoder's beef chunks, Yoder's pork chunks, turkey, etc. Cans of meat, Yoder's, Y-O-D-E-R-S, Yoder's bacon. Try that. You'll get a whole bunch of stuff. Yoder's beef. You can get the smaller cans or the bigger cans. I recommend smaller ones because once you open them, you don't want to goop around with the stuff and let it go bad or have to cook it all at one time. I'm also going to tell you is that just for regular going to the grocery store or Costco or Walmart or wherever you go, Sam's, regular canned goods will last a long time. It's not the date printed on the top. That's the date, according to, I asked this back at the turn of the, the millennium, the Y2K. I asked somebody who was a high-level rep for Allen Canning, which is a major canner, that does a lot of stuff for restaurants and high quality vegetable canning and that kind of stuff. And I asked directly back then, what does the date mean on the top? Do you have to get rid of it by then? Oh, no. On the back of the label, there is like listing of all of the nutrients that are in the can. And certain percentages of the RDA, the daily requirements of different vitamins, minerals, and what have you. And the person told me, they said, hey, look, that date is not about that. Canned goods, if they're not dented or bad or cut or anything, and if they, you can open them and you can see the good stuff in there and it doesn't smell bad or have white frosty black stuff in the muck, so to speak, it hasn't gone bad in the can, you should be able to keep those for a long period of time, all right? And they would still be good, although each year after that date is to guarantee 100% of the nutritional values listed on the backpack. Allegedly, that would be good through that date, 100%. After that, it would drop off certain percentage every year or what have you, every month or two, there'd be difference in terms of the percentage of those vitamin mineral content. But as a food content, and you get down the road, I'm going to tell you what, I've had a cans of chunky soup 7, 8 years, 10 years later, and I heat them up real good. There's nothing, no smell or no bad stuff when I saw and opened the can. And they tasted pretty darn good with some crackers or a piece of bread or a peanut butter sandwich or whatever. Consequently, you'll find that regular canned goods are an indicated thing to get. And if you get them with the meat already in them, if they're getting rid of meat, they don't want you to eat meat, then you better get stuff with meat in it. Denny Moore beef stew, chunky soups, Progresso soups of all types. You get them with the meat already in it and the potatoes, the vegetables, the whole nine yards, okay? Other things are great. The smaller cans of soup are fine. You got to reconstitute them. And you can get any of it you can, but I like the ones that already got all the things in them. And you just pop the top and heat them up and eat them. To all the people in the mountains of Indochina, too, as well, the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, and that's Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, that's with a Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania 17067. So the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, on behalf of the Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, I will tell you what, anything that the Lord would have you to send to them, may he return it to you 10,000-fold. And let's keep those people in the mountain tribes, the Montagnards, who are on fire for Lord Jesus, and let's keep getting them their Bibles and songbooks in their own dialects and their own teaching materials for their ministers, because they got churches that are just springing up in homes and then getting so big that they can't fit them in the home, so they build the little thing behind. And then with a little putt-putt truck or car to take the Bibles and stuff up there after they're printed up into the mountains. So all of that is a worthwhile cause. So like I said, if you can contribute to them, that's a good thing to do too. Consequently, one more time, Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania 17067. May the Lord Jesus bless anything that you send to them as well. Because it's at this stage of the game, we're getting the last people on board with the Lord Jesus. And if they're ready to go, then we need to help them get on board with it. Because so many people have turned down the Lord and have turned away from the Lord, that I will tell you, if you don't go through him, is the way, the truth, the light, nobody will go to the Lord without first going through Lord Jesus. And you need to have the personal relationship. The personal relationship with Lord Jesus. I'll tell you what, repent of your sins after the show, during the show, whenever you want to do it. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm going to repent of my sins. I'm repenting my sins to you. Lord Jesus, I'm going to turn them over to you so that you can wash me clean with your blood. Lord Jesus, I'm repenting of my sins. I'm asking you to come into my heart to be my Savior. And if you're sincere and you're really giving up your information to him and you say, Lord, this is my sins here, and you don't have to list every single time you said the word boo or something else, but I'm talking about the big stuff. If you give up some of that to him and say, Lord Jesus, will you help me? Will you come into my heart, be my Savior? Then I'm going to tell you, he's going to start to wash you clean. And as you sit there and you feel it, you're going to start to feel it daily. And then if you pray to him and praise him as well, and our Father in heaven, and you can pray the Lord's Prayer as Jesus told you to pray, or you can pray as he tells you in John 14. Anything that you would ask in my name, I will try to do, okay? So that the Father is glorified in the Son, you see. And that's another good one to read once again, because it is marvelous in that if you would like to have Jesus manifest himself to you so you could see him and have a strong visual and perhaps hear him or have a personal one-on-one relationship with him, and he manifests himself to you. If you read John 14 to the end, he tells you how and what to do, and he'll manifest himself to you. It's very straightforward and interesting, you see. I saw him when I was in a tunnel. When I was in the tunnel, and I was back when I was in a diabetic coma back a few years ago. I was in the coma for several days, but the Lord Jesus was with me, and I was in the tunnel on the way to heaven. But he came into the tunnel and was there with me, and I did not go on to heaven because it wasn't my time. And then here we go still now through what's going on with me. The Lord preserved my voice after I was on with Brother Quail. I could hardly talk, preserved my voice. And although I still am using the walkers to walk, and I cannot walk without it, and wheelchairs in some cases, I sound strong. Yes, I sound strong and sound good, and I'm not denying any of that or discounting it. So I'm saying, you know, if you pray for me, pray that I would receive from Lord Jesus medical miracles. And I pray for all of you out there that if you need them, if you have a certain illness or disease or going into surgery, I would pray that the Lord Jesus would provide you with the medical miracle. Because, you see, healing is one thing, and Brother Quail taught me this, is that a miracle is instantaneous. You see what I'm saying? A healing might take time, but a medical miracle would be quick, and the Lord could invoke that and give you that and in an instant. You have the correct restoration of your health, you see. So that's the trick. The Philippines and China are arming up, basically, and Manila cranks up its military spending as China fires a warning against giving U.S. access to Philippines bases near Taiwan's southern shores. So now, The Red Chinese are warning the Filipinos against allowing the United States to use any of the Philippines as bases. But you see, the fact of the matter is that Red China Joe is compromised to a certain degree anyway. Just like we have said, $1.8 billion Hunter allegedly got from the Chinese bank, an energy company bank, after he went there with his father, Vice President Red China Joe. And the Republicans have pretty much blown the whole thing. They wanted to wait until this year of the things and, you know, of the election and all that stuff. And they should have nailed them right off the bat last year. And they should have been playing hardball last year. But you see, the Republicans are not doodly squat either. And I'm going to tell you what. My old family helped to form the Republican Party at one point in time with Lincoln and everything from the old Whig Party back in that era, back in that day. And they knew Lincoln directly and all that stuff. Consequently, that was back in Illinois. But the country club and the three, you know, the three martinis for lunch deal, you know, and the very wealthy crowd is a different deal than what the party has become, which has become more of a working class party. But they never want to go to a Hispanic church or a black church. They don't want to do that. They don't want to go walk through a neighborhood which is not the country club neighborhood or not the upscale city neighborhood. They really don't want to do that. Rand Paul is the only one that has ever, from what I've seen, has ever done that. All right? But it would be easy to do. Trump has done it to a certain degree, which is why he's getting more support from the black and Hispanic communities. But if you want to do something, you go into a black community and you say, hey, look, Lincoln, emancipating Lincoln, was a Republican. All right. You've been going with the Democrats where Red China Joe was best friends with Robert Byrd, who was in the Ku Klux Klan. So how does that work? But the trick is that you could do your redevelopments in the cities as President Trump was starting to do, and you build a factory instead of letting Red China Joe have the talking points about restarting these factories. That was occurring during Trump's era, but they shut it all down for the most part. Now he's gone back to it. Consequently, we need to go into the black communities and the Hispanic communities. You go to Hispanic community and say, hey, if you'd like to own your own business sometime, you better vote Republican and not vote Democratic. Because they ain't going to do anything, but all they want you to be on is on beans and rice. And not owning your own business, so to speak. Same way with the black community. Would you like to own your own business? Would you like a good job? Maybe at a factory or a warehouse or a business somewhere that's even in your area or in your neighborhood. But they don't do it that way. they want to play the country club game and the golf course game with the high martinis and all the stuff, and then not rub hands or touch anybody that is not like them. And it don't work that way. It would be easy to do if they did it. Thank you, Mr. D.E., Mr. Darrell, for praying for me on this Friday. God bless you. So while we're sitting here wondering about the when, I think you should be doing what? Preparation. We talked about last night the amount of grains and stuff that you need to store and the amount of beans, all the different things. Talked about the lists. And if you have that money and that stock market went way up, then why don't you take a little bit of it out and go get you long-term storage food for a family of four or whatever, or six or how many ever you got, or one or two, whatever you got. Add in some rice and canned goods as well. I tell you what, you get a good 100 pounds of rice or 50 pounds of rice, and you can use pallets and stack it up and make sure that you don't have any problem with it, or you can put it into pails, the food grade pails with the oxygen absorbers. And you've got that at the ready. You get some rice, you cook some rice, you take a chunky soup or a progressive soup or a Denny Moore beef stew, you put it over that rice, man, oh man, you got the meat, the potatoes, the vegetable sitting on the rice. You got a full plate and something that will stick to your ribs for a good long while. It's what you call a fighting ration. It's what you call a survivability ration. But not only surviving, but something, if you have one or two cans of chunky or one or two cans of Progresso or other soups or what have you, you will find out pretty quick that on one or two of those a day or one can a day, that that's a ration, but you could also not only survive, but you could fight on it. It'll keep you at least have some strength in your limbs and your arms, which I'm trying to get back because I've lost all the muscle tone in the entire body gone. I used to have big triceps, biceps, the whole nine yards. Now I've got flab. All the muscles have just disappeared. My legs, maybe one third of the size in the calf area and also in the quads and the whole bit. Maybe a third of the size and with none of the muscle tone that I used to have. None whatsoever. So consequently, Lord Jesus, I pray that you provide me medical miracles. And we thank God that you've made sure that Ronnie in Iowa got the medical miracles. And then over the time, Jarhead, and also our grandmother friend in Florida. And all of these things with the phones, they're telling you something. And you better go out and you better get you as much food and water as you can and store it. Now people say, well, I mean, the faucet's right over there. Yeah, well, what happens when the water don't run? Or the Red Chinese cyber attack the water supply of your city or your town or what have you. Or they hit the electrical grid. Bing, bang, boom. EMP strike it, and then all of a sudden we got no power grid in the United States. And I believe Glenn Beck, my friend, I haven't listened to the the interview yet, but I guess Glenn Beck interviewed William R. Forstchen, the person who wrote One Second After, which is all about life in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and Monterey College and different places there on a local basis, seen from that lens, you know, Asheville, Swanoa, all the different places up and through that area, but specifically at Black Mountain and what happens after an EMP strike. Well, hello to the old stagecoach stop. God bless you out there with that little tough little dog. That the little bitty dog is the one that chases the wolves and coyotes and all the critters that are predators against your chickens and your sheep off. And thank you for all the prayers out there. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to say to you, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for your family. Stand for Lord Jesus and for right against their might and against their evil. Okay? Stand for your farm, your business, your ranch, your house, your car. Stand and protect it. And to do that, you're going to need the food, the water purification, to purify water. And I'll tell you what, if you can get you a Berkey filtration system, Birkfeld, Bridge Birkfeld filtration system, whether it be the, if you can still get any with the black, the black filters, black Berkey filters, which also took out 99% of all the chemicals in the water, as well as the bad stuff and the viruses and bacteria. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the constitutional Bill of Rights, United States. And that would be against anyone who would go against that. You know who they are. Use spacecraft and your weapons to do so. Bending Rangers, I know you're ready out there. You see Lieutenant Tanner. He'll give you some orders. Mickey Lapua, God bless you. Stay on the optics, Mickey. Squeeze the trigger, don't jerk it. Road and track. Little L, the Lord Jesus loves you as you love him, and I pray that you're all right. You say hello to your mother and father, and you've got good ones. Stick up on your studies, particularly the history and the different things, and you might look into guerrilla warfare. You might look up the Vietnam War and the French resistance and different things like that, the Polish resistance, from an historical standpoint. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.